Bible said, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you're sitting here tonight and you're wanting to know how to be saved, the Bible said, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, if we'll call on him, we'll be saved. I want you to know the Bible said if we'll hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. We can have as much God as we want. Come on now. Listen now. The Bible said about the Holy Ghost, it said, tarry ye at Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. He said it was for you and your children and your children's children. Amen. I think that's a promise. Can you say amen? God promised if we would reach out for him, we could find him. Feel after him, the Bible said, lest haply you might find him, for he's not very far from any one of us. He's in the house tonight, and he'll honor his word. He that seeketh me early shall find me. How many is in the mood to seek the Lord? Amen. If we'll seek him, we'll find him. I'll tell you what, I want to get on the trail, don't you? I like what these preachers have been saying, Brother Mark. Amen. And Isaac and Mitch and these that have testified, man, they're fired up, aren't they? It's a good sign, isn't it? Let's just ride that. What do you say? Let's just get on that, fan that fire, and have revival. Wouldn't you like to see about this time next week? Amen. This building full from wall to wall, people crying and seeking God. Amen. Going and filling the altars up. Now, I know that Lord baptizes with the Holy Ghost. It's just been a little while. Amen. But if you're in here, we're going to have a baptizing next Sunday. And Brother Chandler's going to be baptized. And Brother Eric's going to be baptized. Brother Ed's going to be baptized, I think, aren't you? Are you? And then Brother John, where are you at? We're still trying to figure out exactly. We're going to have to drag the river or what. We can get it done if you want to be baptized. Amen. I'm going to tell you, really, the Lord, amen, told us when we made confession to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Huh? You say, well, I don't understand why. You tell me you understand everything in this. I'm going to say you are a brainy saint. I don't understand the ways of God. Now, I know enough about this to know what God wants out of us and how to get saved. But brother, this is just not even the tip of God. His ways are so much higher than our ways. I think though, you know, a lot of it made sense in the New Testament when John the Baptist went out preaching. They came out in throngs to be baptized, but John in water. Huh? Did they not? And there's been thousands of people baptized since then. Amen. I think it's wonderful, don't you? Hey, you know, if we're going to be saved, the Bible said we've got to confess the Lord with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus has, amen, died and rose from the dead, and we can be saved. Amen. I like what Brother Isaac was talking about. I was just thinking about that very thing. I may work a little sermon up on that. But coming down the road today, I thought about where are our sins. And you know, a lot of times when you get saved initially, you know, it seemed like it's easier than not. Let me say this right. But you come out of the world of sin, and folks, they give. But you know, there's people that fail in this. And it seems like it's so difficult for them to believe that God can forget all the betrayal and bad things they've done. Are you listening to me? But really, the only one remembers our sins after we repent is us and our neighbor that we've wronged. Huh? God don't remember it. Is that amazing to you? You might get down and pray and say, God, do you remember? And God would have to say, no, I chose not to remember. I put them as far. How many knows the word justification means just as if? Now, I want you to think of that. Nobody can, it can't be dug up on you. It's just like you never did it. Oh, you can't beat a deal like that. How does that happen? By the blood of Jesus Christ. When that blood is applied to our lives, it's just like we had never sinned in our life. How many is glad to be justified by the grace of God? Boy, I like the Lord to move in here. I want you to turn to Psalm 55. I trust you'll help me preach a little bit. I've enjoyed the singing testimonies. And looking for a great revival, praying about it right now. I'd love for it. We don't have to. Sometimes we get programmed. We just about have to hold it until we get started. But let's don't hold back. Let's just have a meeting right now and have revival service. Somebody get prayed through and lead somebody else to the Lord. We're in a crisis. There's a great falling away. People have forgot what God has called them to do. Don't even know what the definition of a Christian is anymore. Amen. But I tell you, we can have revival, and I think that's the only answer to the dilemma we're in. I want you to go to Psalm 55. Let me read a few verses and just preach this what's on my heart tonight. This is the chief musician of Niganoth Maskil, a psalm of David, according to the heading in my Bible. A psalm of David. Now, before I read this, I want to point out from what I can gather, this psalm was written during the time that Absalom was betraying David, his own father, and was swaying and wooing the people to turn against his own dad and to take the kingdom away from him through his subtle ways. And so David, as he watched this, and he watched men turn their back on him and begin to betray him, and people that he loved turned away from him, and it got him. And I want you to notice the trouble, and listen in this scripture how the depths of David's despair, and then we'll get to our text. Listen to this. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Anybody ever been there? Are you listening to me? And he said, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. Now, brother, that's pretty bad shape. You ever been there? Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Now, I want you to notice the next verse, and the heart of David, and everybody has heard this verse before. And he said, oh, that I had wings. And here's what he thought when he looked out at the turmoil and the enemy and people that hated him, people that were plotting against him. No doubt he walked out on the palace balcony, looked out over his kingdom and seen it steadily, Brother Mark, easing away from his control. And he just got so oppressed and depressed that he began to wish for something. Amen. Oh, that I had wings like a dove. For then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off. Oh, listen to me now. Amen. And remain in the wilderness. There's somebody, amen. I really, to be honest with you, when I first read this, it sounded so much like myself. Oh, that I, you ever been in a situation and you ask yourself, how can I get out of this? That's what David was saying here when he looked out at all the corruption going on. How can I get out of this? You know what he thought of, Brother Zane? I don't know if he was standing out on the porch and looked up and saw the dove fly out of the corner of the roof and fly away from the city. And he watched that dove fly away from the city. And he envied the liberty of that dove and the fact that that dove was flying away from his troubles. And he said, I wish I had wings. If I had wings like that dove. Amen. I'll tell you, our world. Amen. I hope I can preach to you tonight. I really want to. But we're in a world that would love to escape. Amen. I said we are in a world that would love to escape. I want to read just a little more, and then I'm going to preach on a wish for wings. Amen. He says, lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Amen. I want you to pray for me right here that God will give me the words to say in the next few minutes to preach to us. Amen. Lift your hands this way. Ask God to anoint me and anoint his word. Amen. That I could preach to somebody in this house. Amen. Amen. You see, yesterday this scripture come on my heart and it sounded so much like myself and the desires when the trouble comes. Amen. That there is a feeling that comes in you that I would like to find a way. Amen. To get out. Amen. How can I get out of this situation that I'm in? Can I tell you tonight, and I believe you'd agree with me, this is a pretty human cry in this man's life right here. I'm not belittling him at all, that David's desire. Amen. But what I feel like the Lord showed me yesterday as I was praying about these verses and they come on my heart. Amen. As I began to ponder this and you know, life, amen. You read these scriptures in Psalm 55. There are some horrendous descriptions in here. I mourn in my complaint and I make a noise. Amen. Have you ever been so grieved with troubles? I may missed it tonight. You may not, I think you're there. Amen. I'm there. Amen. And sometimes you're grieved to the point, amen, that you make a noise. You cry because of the voice of your enemy, the oppression of the wicked. And they cast iniquity upon me and wrath, they hate me. My heart is pain within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. And you say, well, brother, what next? He said, I wish, amen, I had the wings like this dove. Amen. You see, a dove can fly, amen, a long way. Amen. But listen, amen, I thought it's not uncommon, amen, to wish for wings. Amen. That I could fly away from my troubles. Amen. It happened to a lot of great men in the Bible. Amen. You see, old Elijah, amen, it called fire out of heaven. Amen. Elijah, amen, that built the altar up. Amen. And killed the prophets of Baal. But now we hear, amen, a woman sends him a message. I'm going to have your head, amen, by the next day. There was something came over Elijah. And he said, I'd like to leave this place. He told God, amen, set it under a juniper tree. He said, I wish I could die. He said, I wish I had wings. Amen. I'd fly away from Jezebel. I'd fly away. But here's the thing. Amen. Listen. He ran out. And you know the story. He ran out into the mountain of God. There was a cave. And there's the man of God. Amen. Hiding in a dark cave. Amen. When his ministry and his life is back in the land of Judah. Are you helping me preach? Oh, I need to preach to you. Amen. Some of you, amen, have got such a desire to fly away from your responsibility and the trouble that's in your life. Amen. And the battle that's facing you. Amen. Just to escape. Amen. Come on now. I know David longed for for those wings. Amen. But he didn't go anywhere. Are you listening to me? I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. We need, hey, and I'm going to tell you, it's a common thing to wish for wings. Amen. These dove wings. Amen. But listen, as I looked at this, and I preached it different before, but as I looked at this dove, amen, Brother Zane, I realized that dove wings, a dove is a very timid creature. Amen. And when they are faced with an obstacle, their first response is to fly away. Are you going to help me preach a little bit? Oh, I want to preach to you. God help me. Amen. Preach to my church here this evening. Amen. Oh, I think of Jeremiah. Amen. He prophesied, amen, to the children of Israel. And he said, you're going to go into Babylon. He was a weeping prophet. And one day he said, oh, amen, that I had a lodging place in the wilderness. Then I'd just go out there and make a lodge for wayfaring men. Oh, God help us, preacher, tonight. You see, those dove wings, that wish for wings, amen, was in the heart, amen, of Jeremiah. Amen. But listen, amen, stay with me. I'm not going to preach long, but I want to get this to you. Amen. We're all sitting here tonight. Amen. We're tired of the troubles we're in. We're wanting to fly. Are you listening to me? Amen. I feel it in my soul. Amen. I said, I feel it in my soul. I've been here in this church. Amen. When I felt it, I felt somebody was wanting to fly. Amen. Away. Amen. Listen, you say, but brother, I don't understand. You will in just a minute. But that wish for wings is in every one of our lives. Oh, help me a little while to escape the conflict. Amen. That's in our lives. Help me preach. Not only thought of one more, and I hope you understand what I'm preaching tonight, but even Jesus himself, and there was not a weak bone in Jesus' body, but he had the flesh of man upon him. He was God. You listening to me? God, am I making any sense yet? I hope you'll just stay with me. I'm preaching on a wish for wings. Oh, we're looking at our society. Now, stay with me just a minute. Listen, there are people in the world that are flying away from their conflicts. You see, a dove can fly a long way. But flying away from our storm is not really the answer. Oh, you didn't know I was going to say that, did you? It's not, is it or not? But I'm going to tell you what I felt the Lord spoke to me yesterday evening. Your answer is wings, but it's the wings of an eagle. Are you listening to me? See, the wings of a dove flies away for rest. An eagle flies above. Oh, come on now, help me preach. Even the Son of God, amen, Brother Zane, when he come down to bearing the cross, he went into one of his favorite places on earth. Amen, it was that desire. Now, you may not agree with this, but you know what he asked the Father? Brother Mark, if I'm wrong, you can tell me later. Amen, if you can catch me. Hallelujah. Amen, but what he told his Father, if it be thy will, let this cup, amen, pass from me. Let me, amen, have the wings of a dove, and let me fly away, amen, from this trial, amen, and this burden that I've got to carry. But listen, he did not fly away, amen. And I want to tell you, yes, we need to wish for wings, amen, but it's the wings that we wait for. What did Isaiah 40 say? Can anybody quote it with me? Amen. Come on. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You know what we need in this revival that's coming up? I said, do you know what we need in this revival that's coming up? We need the wings of the eagle. Amen. Come on now. That doesn't outrun the storm, but rises above the storm. storm. It does not ask, how do I get out of this? But what am I going to get out of this? You're not helping me preach. You know why some of us are in the shape we're in? Amen. We're waiting. Amen. And wishing for the wings of the dove just to eliminate ourselves. Amen. From the crisis. But that's not God's will. Amen. God's will. Amen. Is that we wait for the wings. Amen. Of the bird. Not only flight, but fight. Can you say amen? Oh, I know I'm not making much sense to you. But help me preach to you a little. You see, Elijah, he went there on the wings of the dove. Timid. Afraid. Praise God. I want you to look at him. Brother Mitch, he felt like a failure. He said, I'm the only one in this whole country serving you, Lord. He felt like a failure. Nobody else serving God. His past was haunting him. The present was scaring the life out of him. There is a Jezebel on my trail, and I just as well as die. I'm no better than my fathers. But he is forgetting something that is very critical, and that is the future, amen, that God had for the plan and the divine providence of God. I want to ask my church here tonight, are we stuck, amen, in the past failures and saying, amen, we can't get over, amen, this one and that one and the failures of our life? Are we so fearful, amen, of the now and now? How are we ever going to overcome this? You see, a dove is intimidated, amen, by the task, amen. And that's what David was feeling when he saw his son taking his kingdom. He felt too small, amen, to overcome. And he said, if I had those wings, I'd fly away from this mess. That's the way you felt. Amen, but that's not the answer. The answer is to wait on the Lord and rise above and mount up and not run off. Hallelujah. Does that make any sense? Give me a few more minutes. Boy, I'm troubled about some people, and they're sitting right here. Oh, I wish I had the wings of a dove. What about the battle? You know, Jeremiah, he wished for that lodging place. But Brother Mark, I don't know if you've studied Isaiah 40. Jeremiah 40. Where the Babylonian commander came in and was carrying the children of Israel off. Just like he predicted he would. And Jeremiah had been in prison. He was still in shackles. And the Babylonian captain took him to the border. And he said, all right. Amen. Hold my mic for me here. Thank you, sir. He was shackled. The captain said, Jeremiah, you're in this shape because your people are sinners. Now, this is coming from a Babylonian commander. Your people have sinned. They haven't done anything you said. Are you listening to me, preach? I'm not doing too good, am I? Huh? Listen. Said, and he said, I'm going to unlock these shackles right here. Has anybody read this right here? I read this last night. Amen. I couldn't get over it. Brother Mac, he had shackles on his arms. And this Babylonian commander unlocked his shackles and said, I'm going to set you free. And Jeremiah, amen, rubbing his arms. He said, you know your people are sinners, don't you? And Jeremiah knew it very well. Oh, yes, my people are sinners. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either go over into Babylon with us and we'll treat you right, or you can go back, amen, and stay under the governor that we've appointed in your homeland. Amen. Do you know what, amen, Jeremiah did? He did not go to that lodging place in the wilderness, but he went back, amen, where he came from, amen, and preached, amen. The captivity had Daniel, and they had that Ezekiel. Amen. And Jeremiah said, I'll just stay here. Amen. He waited on the wings of an eagle. With somebody say, amen. Oh, yes. I'm wishing for wings tonight, but it's not to escape. Amen. My responsibility to God. Amen. And my call to God. But I'm waiting on the wings to mount up with courage. Hallelujah. Well, it sounded better, amen, when I read it out. Are you still here? Huh? The wings of a dove fly away. The wings of an eagle fly above. Amen. Not what can I, how can I get out of this, but what can I get out of this? For all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Wings like an eagle. Amen. That are wings of courage and confidence and attitude. Amen. Not the wings of a dove that are timid and inferior, shirking, amen, life's risks and responsibilities. Amen. Just stand with me, please. God bless you. It's human. It's so human. To wish for wings. Even these young people. Oh, don't you think I don't know? I know. Been there. Been there. When my parents seemed like were from another planet. They didn't speak the same language. I was haunted by the challenges of life. They didn't like my music. Didn't like my clothes. And didn't understand me at all. I'm telling you. That's what y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Huh? They're not nodding too much because they also know you're watching them like a hawk. Huh? Hey, I've lived now to where somebody said I was in middle life. That means I'm going to live to be 110. I don't think I can take it. I think I might be over the hill. But there's challenges of life. We're tempted to just say, if I had those wings of that dove, I'd fly out of here. Are you listening? We need to wish for wings, but it's not the dove. It's the eagle. How many will say with me tonight, oh yeah, I don't want it to stay like it is, Brother Zane. I need some victory.
Yes, sir.
I need to see some answer to prayer. Amen. But I'll tell you what, amen, the eagle is not intimidated by the battle. He engages in the battle. You hear me? He circles up. Amen. And then how fast, Brother Mike, does he dive? Can you remember the statistics on that? I'm telling you, it is 70 miles an hour. Or something to that effect. That when he gets to diving out of the atmosphere, diving down toward his enemy, I'm telling you, and he can see miles away. And when he takes flight, amen, it's victory. Amen, and not fear. Can you say amen? How many with me tonight say, listen to me, church, listen. Boy, I got a burden for somebody in this house tonight. You're trying to escape the inevitable. You hear me? David couldn't sprout wings. It was only a wish. But he did wait. And he got the kingdom back in short order. Amen. Are you listening to me? If you'll wait on the Lord. Hear me. If you'll wait on the Lord, you'll get your wings. And you'll mount up with wings. As eagles. Ye shall run and not be weary. Ye shall walk and not faint. Oh Lord, Boy, you needed a better message than this tonight. Would you bow your head? I tried. I feel a burden. If you're wanting one with a burden, I don't know how I could preach any more than the burden I have for you tonight. Oh, that I had wings of a dove. Them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Brother Steve preached this morning about the Holy Ghost, taught you. That's what we need. Amen. We need the wing of fight, not flight. Can you say amen? How many like to see the whole church from back to back filled with the Holy Ghost and power for this revival? I mean everybody. Even those that don't even believe in it. I'd like to see them believers and full of the Holy Ghost. You said there ain't nobody in the Holiness Church don't believe in the Holy Ghost. I'm afraid there might be. Huh? We need it. We need the Holy Ghost in our life. Amen. Amen. Father, feel your presence tonight. My little old church here, this church of yours, our church. Lord, I'm asking you to deal with people's lives. There's people here I'm burdened for, Lord. Because they've tried to escape. They've tried to escape the devotion that God was calling them to. They're wanting to escape the heartache that's come to them. They have a desire to escape the realities of life. A desire to escape their responsibilities one to another and to the Word of God. Lord, I ask you tonight to stir a fire down in their soul, that they'll begin to wish for eagle wings to rise above their troubles for the glory of God and defeat our foe in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like for my church to slip in here and let's have an altar tonight.